Spring is in the air, and at Minky Couture, we're celebrating this joyful season with warmth, love, and the softest, coziest blankets. Whether you're cuddling up after an Easter egg hunt or gifting a little extra comfort to someone special, our luxury blankets make every moment even sweeter. From our Minky family to yours, happy Easter. May your day be filled with love, laughter, and all the cozy moments you can dream of. Visit us online at minkycouture.com or stop by one of our stores to find your perfect Minky hug today.
And now for our story. It was early evening. Bill Meade had returned from Stanton late this afternoon after a tiring day, during which he'd gained his freedom and lost his request for custody of his baby son. He hadn't really been surprised about that. He'd known from the beginning that it was a very long chance, the possibility that custody of the child would be awarded to him. At least, though the divorce was settled, he was glad to have it over. But he felt weary. He knew he ought to think about the future, make some sort of plan, but not tonight. He ruled against walking into town for dinner. Instead, he heated a can of soup, drank a glass of milk, was just settling down in his one comfortable chair to smoke a cigarette and read the evening newspaper when there was a knock at the door. Bill strode over to open it and found Nicholas Dorn smiling at him, rather self-consciously.
Well, hello, Nicholas. Come in.
Thanks. Sure you're not busy?
No, I was just going to kill a little time reading the evening paper. Sit down, Nicholas.
Ah, thanks. Well, look, Bill, if you've got nothing planned, how about joining forces with me? I haven't much to offer in the way of scintillating entertainment, but I've got a bottle up in my room. Or we might drive out to that roadhouse on the highway to Stanton.
Thanks, Dorn, but I've made one trip to Stanton today, and...
Okay, I just thought you might feel a little like celebrating.
Well, I guess it's the conventional thing to do, but I'm afraid I don't feel much like it.
How'd it go today, Bill? Unless you'd rather not talk about it.
No, that's okay. Kit got the divorce all right. It was over very quickly.
Must have seemed like something of an anticlimax after the months of waiting she put you through.
Well, yes. But I'm glad it was short. Darn grateful that we didn't have to go through the wrangle of a contested divorce.
After having met your former wife, I'm surprised you didn't. She's... Well, it's hardly the time for postmortems. What about your son, Bill? Or is that a foolish question?
Very foolish, I'm afraid. Kit was awarded custody of the child.
That accounts for your somewhat battered look. You really hadn't expected anything else, had you, Bill?
No. I knew it was one chance in 100. Oh, but you know how it is, Doran. I thought something might happen.
Sure.
But I'll be okay once I get used to the idea of not seeing that kid of mine. At least I hope I will. It's funny what happens to you when you have a kid. It's knowing you have a certain responsibility, I guess. But you feel as if you owe something to this person who would never have existed if...
I think I can guess how you feel. Of course, you know me. I'm the gay young bachelor type. Man about town, all that sort of thing. Who do I think I'm kidding, I wonder?
Not me, anyway.
Well, Bill, since you won't subscribe to my suggested treatment for the troubled mind, I better shove off.
I wish you wouldn't, Dorn.
Well, the girl at the newsstand at the hotel is holding a couple of mystery stories for me, and to quote her, they're really very scary, so I'm sure they'll put me to sleep very quickly. You know, when I started over here tonight, I had some idea that maybe you'd need a drinking companion or something like that. I was feeling pretty much at loose ends myself, but... Actually, I don't think misery loves company, do you?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm very glad you stopped by tonight. Because aside from it being swell of you, Dorn, I think there's something we ought to discuss.
Oh, what's that?
Peggy.
Well, I had my mind firmly made up not to mention that subject tonight.
Oh, I think we should. At least, there's something I feel I should tell you. I almost wish you hadn't been so darn decent about everything. It's much easier when you hate a guy, want to give him a punch in the nose.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Nicholas, you know I'm in love with Peggy. I always have been. But I have to find out how she feels about me. You realize that, don't you?
Realize it? Brother, that's what I've been hanging around for. If I had any sense, I should have cleared out, I suppose, but... I decided to wait until your marriage and all that got settled. I knew you couldn't make a move before that. Well, now it's happened.
Yeah.
Bill, so far as I'm concerned, I'd appreciate your taking me off these tenterhooks. You see, I may be crazy, but I'm uncomfortably sure that Peggy's in love with you. Always has been. Of course, there's a faint possibility that I'm wrong. You're the only guy who can find that out.
This is the darndest setup, Nicholas. I can't wish myself any good luck without at the same time planning to cut your throat.
Don't worry about that. I'm not being noble, you know. In fact, I'm being strictly an opportunist. I just want to know the worst, so I can begin the slow process of getting back on my emotional feet, if it's possible. Besides, as you said, you have to know how you stand with Peggy.
Of course, even if she feels as I hope she does, that doesn't necessarily mean things will work out for us.
I don't know why they shouldn't, under the circumstances. I mean, I know you feel lousy about not getting that baby of yours, but in a way, it may be for the best, so far as Peggy's concerned. At least that's the way it looks to me.
I know that. I've known it all along. I don't see how she'd ever be willing to bring up a child of Kit's.
I can't say I blame her, Bill. With all due deference to your former wife, I think she's a menace. Hope you don't mind.
No.
So, as I say, you can hardly blame Peggy for not wanting to have anything to do with her child. Even if the child is yours, too.
There still is a possibility, though. I mean, this lawyer of mine told me today if any new evidence came to light...
New evidence? What effect would that have?
Well, if there were anything we could prove which pointed to Kit's not being a suitable parent...
You mean you could reopen the case or file a new claim, whatever they call it, and you might get custody of the baby after all?
Yeah. Well, it's probably not even worthwhile considering, but it could happen.
It does make a difference, doesn't it? Because if Peggy is in love with you, and you did get together on it, and all of a sudden you found out you could have the child anyway...
It wouldn't be so good from her standpoint. And yet I... Maybe you think I'm nuts, but I have to take that angle into account.
No, I don't think you're nuts. But I'll tell you this, Bill. I'm worried about Peggy. About what she might do if you guys don't talk this thing out.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm afraid she might do something foolish. Such as marrying me.
Well, if that's what she decides, what she wants...
Wouldn't necessarily be the thing she wants, Bill. She might do it out of desperation, just to burn her bridges. I've held out as long as I could. If I hadn't, Peggy and I would have been married long before this.
I know. You're an amazing guy.
Maybe I'm a dope. Just didn't want her to butch herself up if I could help it. And I've been motivated by a certain amount of self-preservation. It's getting very tough, frankly. I'll tell you something, Bill. I'm rapidly approaching the moment when I'll forget my scruples and marry the girl anyway, whether she's in love with me or not, if I can get her.
Nicholas, I told her I had something to ask her. As soon as I was free.
Well, I'll feel a lot better when you go out to the Lane farm and ask the little girl that big question. If by some happy chance I'm all wrong and she doesn't love you, brother, you just watch my dust. So the sooner you find out, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
And me. Maybe I could go out there tonight.
Fine. And in case you think I'm not wishing you good luck, I'm not.
Nicholas Dorn and Bill Meade shook hands, rather solemnly, despite Nicholas's trying to cover up his true feelings by joking. At last, he thought, as he drove back to his room at the Brown Palace Hotel, he'd know where he stood once Bill and Peggy talked things over. Of course, as Bill had said, it would make a difference to Peggy if Bill should get custody of that baby. But it didn't seem very likely that he would. And yet there was one person in Wakefield who might just bring that situation about. Jessie Calvert, Kit's stepmother, who was very anxious to see Kit and the baby leave Ben Calvert's home.
Spring is in the air, and at Minky Couture, we're celebrating this joyful season with warmth, love, and the softest, coziest blankets. Whether you're cuddling up after an Easter egg hunt or gifting a little extra comfort to someone special, our luxury blankets make every moment even sweeter. From our Minky family to yours, happy Easter. May your day be filled with love, laughter, and all the cozy moments you can dream of. Visit us online at minkycouture.com or stop by one of our stores to find your perfect Minky hug today.